Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday live, this is the 6th of February. And thank you so much to Johan Ellis. Is coming back tomorrow. He's going to take care of you again. You know, and I should say also, that it is an honor to take over from him. Looking at the messages that people are sending him, these are just fantastic, you know. And of course, also that is some people also are saying quite a lot of things there. I think earlier on about the State of the Nation address, but that is none of my concern. So, thank you very much, Johan, and have a rest. Because tomorrow, it's another big day. May the Father continuously sanctify you at all times. I want to start with this song, and I'm going to connect with Pastor Makamu and Pastor Green. And the Apostle Phumla Mfene is still in the U.S. because I can see on her images, she's in some serious winter there. So she's in the U.S., and then when she comes back, she'll come back to the show. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are together till 8. Thursday live it is. Do you know Leon Half and Eric Gamble? These are the guys who wrote the music of the OJs in most cases. From the album Message in the Music, here are the OJs. The name of the song is Prayer. Enjoy.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Beautiful song there, Prayer for the Vindication of the Holy Nation, and of course, praying for the brothers and sisters, those in leadership everywhere, praying for them. It's important to never forget to mention them before the Father. Whether they do good or bad, we need to pray for them that they do what is righteous, what is good in the sight of the Most High. And we trust that as we do so, the Father will work his work on our behalf. Pastor Makam is on the line. Greetings to you, Mfundisi Amin. Oh, oyo, oyo.
Aye, Mfundisi, mwenu kupuko.
Minjano, kwalao.
Ah, umrutu siyaphila manu ngomusa kababa, Yahusha Hamashiaka, akadingi vote, akadingi nentelela, uka pointu abantu, ngoba, yena, uzelwe.
Yeah,
you know, to become a king, you know, ukwambona umpana lobathi William was England.
Yeah,
bangena bo Tony Blair, bangena bo Margaret Thatcher, bangena abantu ba, he remains a king and abakwazi ukumnikeza iorder ngoba he is a king of England. My those khuluma ngaye. Mm. We king of kings.
Yeah, man.
Akabekwanga, akapointwanga, akazanga, keep it bribe. Wazana.
Azanga tenga abantu.
Yeah.
Azanga tenga abantu.
Azanga tenga abantu, kube nama million aphumayo. No. Hayi, kuyashumula la ngaphandle ukuthi uthole isikhundla. Ngene bami parliament abathi na corruption. Yeah. Corruption. Hayi, yena uzelwe.
Yeah.
He's a king. Yes, birth yakhe 4000 years.
Mm.
Akakafiki.
Mm.
But sekuqaliwe kuyakhulunywa ukuthi ukhona uzelwe. For 4,000 years, you couldn't sell any energy.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so we had some concerns. Abanye bakhonza inkomo mfundisi.
Hey, masasho.
Abanye bakhonza abantu.
Yeah.
Abanye bakhonza itazi. Abanye bakhonza izinja nezihlahla. Thina sikhonza ophilayo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makabongwe ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Ha.
Makabongwe ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Baba.
Yeah. You know, tonight we are talking about spiritual ignorance and the ignorance with regards to our current life and the future. And what the Father is saying with regards to that. We find ourselves in many instances than one, really ignorant of what the Father actually wants to see across with our lives and what the Father is bringing across concerning our lives. We are those kinds of people who basically at times ignore that. And to me, this is a very bad mistake on our part. A very bad mistake on our part. And I'm going to show some formations or formats of ignorance that we see amongst us, especially those who say they preach the word. You know, as believers, Tina, as lay people, we are followers, but there are those who lead. And there are those who minister. And we see some points that we really need to look into, which are indicative of a form of ignorance that has become subtle. In other words, this ignorance hides itself as caring. It hides itself as knowledge. It hides itself also as acknowledgement. It hides itself as agenda. It hides itself as peace. It hides itself as rights. It hides itself also as equity. But it actually is not. It is a state of stupor. The devil wants us to be found in that state of stupor, where we are like blind people groping. We basically are set on a darkness of a sort, and we lead each other in that darkness. And to the effect of it, none of us gets to the destiny appointed for our lives. A big problem this is and has become. Now, I said earlier on, Finis Makam, that ignorance also hides in many formats that we don't take into consideration. Ignorance can come through violence. You know, when you are violated, it's easy to ignore what the Father is saying because you're in pain. And ignorance also operates there. Even though that is a desperate moment for ignorance, it operates also there. But also ignorance comes in what we call difficulties. And I'm going to put this across. We have so many terminologies, Mfundiswami, no?
Yeah.
That we had made people to start ignoring us because we are confusing them. when you speak terms that are taken from other texts, from Latin most of the times, and when we explain things and make them complicated intentionally, so that they should say, "Yeah, umakamu e ufundile loyana, e ufundile mfundisi loyana, umtule lokavula ula, aku umashlungu,
esikolo siphuma ngamakhala,
yeah, aku umashlungu, eh, hayi sichangana, shlungu, nimtwile, nimtwile, and we basically don't preach the message; we impress the audiences."
Yeah.
And ignorance takes care of that door.
Yeah.
It gets in as a coward from the back door.
Mm.
Another aspect that is subtle, another aspect that is hidden, the cowardice of ignorance. Check this out. When we start to accelerate our weaknesses. Do you know there are people who say, "Tina siyini phambi kwakho baba, siyini asilutho thina phambi kwakho, siyini hakisipe sasipe pile ga Morena, hakisipe pile ga Jehova, hakisipe." Hey, you are precious. You are ignoring that you are precious. You have been washed with the precious blood of the Lamb, Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. So you basically now attend these services. You come out so demoralized that you are just nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Ignorance also comes in there. Believe you me, if in your heart listening to this, you have a voice that says, but that's not always the case. That is ignorance talking to you. The very fact that we don't speak as how precious we had become before the Father. It's a sign of ignorance. And the devil wants ignorance to work in this regard so that we should not give the Father any glory, but that we should have impressions that the Father is at odds with us always. Now, when you look again, another aspect where ignorance comes, we look at our limitations, we ignore our talents. I don't know who was talking about talents, man, but someone was talking about talents. We look at our limitations, kakhulu mfundisi.
Yes.
I don't know. We think the quality of our preaching is not okay just because sikhonzela etendeni. And then the quality yomuntu okhonzela in an auditorium, yokushumayela kwakhe and then nokutrenda kwakhe kuma Facebook nama Twitter nani. Kusho ukuthi ushumayela into engcono. We magnify our limitations. And we don't see the groundwork that we do, which is to uproot the roots and the seeds of darkness in the lives of people. Nanoma siyi 7 in the church, phakathi kwetende, phakathi komkhukhu, nanoma siyi 12. Abanye banothi namhlanje ngathi asibaningi, ngithi hawu, ningakho mfundisa, namhlanje ngathi bekuze abantu abayi 2,000. Usually kuza abantu abayi 10,000. Uma singagcwalanga kube sisuke siyi 8,000. Hawu, i 2,000 le incane. Yeah, incane. So ngibona ukuthi no ngibashumayeze via Skype. Ignorance. We magnify our limitations.
Yeah.
And that is something that caught Paul at some stage. And he goes to the Father, he complains, and the Father says, "But my grace is sufficient for you."
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
My glory is visible in your weaknesses. Tina, we look at our limitations from the point of limitations, not from the point of the Father. We don't see the grace of the Father in our limitations. Finish, let me say something. I've never said it on radio. and many times, even to my daughters, I've never said this many times. Do you know, Mina, if I take out my shoes, I can't walk at all.
Yeah.
I can't. The skin under my feet is deformed. It's so soft as the skin on top of your hand. Nanoma ngiyathela ama tiles ngizubhlungu. Ever since I was a child. But guess what, Muruti? I run 14 kilometers, 13 to 14 kilometers, 12 to 11 kilometers, 11 to 12 kilometers, 10 to 11, 10 to 12 kilometers, every day almost. Ngalezo nyawo. We look at our limitations. Ngine nyawo ezine insimbi, all over, ezine insimbi. Kwathiwa kimi angeku last 3 years. Kwathiwa kimi, which happens, but I tend to ignore. Uma ungena e-airport njalo uzomisiwa njalo ba bese abantu babheka laphayana emshinini bathi angithi usually abantu bacanga ukuthi mhlawumbe uphethe ama-drugs or
anything.
Bahlubule ibhande ngilihlubule ngingene futhi hlubule iwashi ngilihlubule ngingene futhi bathi yini le semlomeni la ngasemlomeni ngithi insimbi. How? La ngasekhwaleni lakho bayabona insimbi. La enyaweni zakho emathangeni wakho nokuya ngasemadolweni yinsimbi bayabona. But I still run. And I'm not saying I'm a good example. I'm just saying I chose to overlook that limitation because I saw how the grace of the Father is sufficient for me in that regard.
Mm.
Ignorance comes in when we exceed in our looking, the focus on what is playing negatively on us. Now, ignorance also comes in when people don't comprehend the gradual plan ya kaNkulunkulu, the gradual revelation ya plan lika kaNkulunkulu. When people become impatient, they start to ignore lezinto uNkulunkulu afana ukuzenza ngakho. Abu Makamba zathi maru racism vakashela uRay mara eh bakhonzela entasi bakhonzela etendeni manje sizaya ithi singayima kunimvula so sizaya kusebusika hey bakhonzela etendeni manje yabona ne uRay azathi 50 azathi 60 years baloku base etendeni athi 65 the time athi 70 uNkulunkulu afaka iauditorium. Why all the time the Father was unfolding his gradual revelation of his divine plan. And then you will see everyone la ureya yatshala imbewu khona babuya beza or la umakama tshala khona or la ugreen atshala khona babuya beza bazo fellowship. But because of ignorance we overlook the plans kaNkulunkulu siba impatient at all times. Siqedelele manje sesiyazi naseyinyangeni ukuthi bayosigezi isinyawo ukuthi inyawo ziqine ngaphasi.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events. It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Are you part of Radio Pulpit's WhatsApp channel where you can receive the word for today directly on your mobile for free? Receive the word for today every morning in both text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our channel, simply WhatsApp the letter RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. All right? We will forward it to you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM. Send us your WhatsApps. Send us your WhatsApp before 7 o'clock. Just send as many WhatsApps as you can. Voice notes, as many as you can. before 7 o'clock, I need to hear you as to what you say with regards to this. Then after 7 o'clock, we will continue, but send them more. I want to read them. Kakhulukazi manje. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Now, Muruti, I realize I haven't spoken the verses, and let me read the verses. Because things are difficult these days, people tend to ignore uNkulunkulu because they feel ukuthi they live in difficult times. Deuteronomy 29:21, the secret things belong to the Elohim, our Yahuwah, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And we tend to ignore that. Some things that we do not know, we tend to pester uNkulunkulu ngazo, and we lose heart because of the fear of the unknown. We lose heart, and the devil uses this to bring so much ignorance on us. That's why you find many of us, we were in Nyangeni. Judges chapter 13, verse 18, and the angel of the Elohim said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? Why do you ask my name?" Much of the time, we are ignorant into the fact that when the Father talks to us, we don't even know that it is Him who is talking to us. Because of the difficulties that we face, because of the difficult times that we live in, we can't even say, "Oh, this is the Father." We have lost the taste of the voice and the sound of the voice of the Father to a great extent, and this has brought on ignorance. Now we hear voices of pastors, ministers, major prophets, smaller prophets, anointed ones, doctor, what, all these things. We hear these things except the voice of the Father. Quite a sad challenge, and this is how ignorance creeps in. Muruti?
Hey, Mfundiswa.
Mfundiswa mina.
Most of the times we become limited,
yeah,
because of ignorance.
Yeah.
Uti Uozia, my people are being destroyed because they lack in knowledge.
Yeah.
Ikengathi ngilinyelanga kuti knowledge is a tool uNkulunkulu akunikeza yona uhambayo, and in knowledge, uma ungenayo, is because awufuni. Number two, kuni knowledge, kuni wisdom. In knowledge, uhamba uyifuna, you try by all means to have in knowledge. But wisdom, you ask from the Lord. In wisdom, isebenza kuphi? In wisdom, isebenza ku action. When you act, knowledge, then you are wise. But if you don't act, knowledge, then you are a fool. So, most of the times, we ignore izinto zikaNkulunkulu ngokubuka izinto esibonayo ukuthi lezinto lezela siyazilimitha thina engqondweni zethu. Ake ngibuke laphaya nomfundisi ku Judges chapter 11. Muruti wami.
Yebo baba.
Lapha ku Judges chapter 11. Kunindoda igaba layo uJeftha. UJeftha kunento ifika yoyinthathe engqondweni yami. Ivesi lokuqala nje, into yokuthi ngaba iyamlimitha ukuthi angayenzi into kaNkulunkulu. Ngoba lithi leli vesi uma likhuluma, "Now Jephtha of Gilead was a great warrior. He was a son of Gilead, but his mother was a prostitute." Uyambona ubhadi, his mother was a prostitute. Kuthini kuwe mfundisi uma ohamba bale kwathi nanku lo mtana wa lesiya isi, nanku lo mtana wa lesiya isi, nanku lo mtana wa lesiya isi, uyalibona musa ngeke ngiliqedele.
You understand?
Yeah. You question. You demoralize. Because unga zenzi izinto ngoba wena umntana wesi wena umntana wesi umohamba amaXhosa bathi umntana wena uncroy
ayi
orijika
ayi
yena amashenga nathi inwana ongwabani umohamba yonke le ndaba uni stigma wena onaso kuwe ukuthi noma kugcwele abantu into bangakubiza ngayo yewena mtana wangwabani yewena mwana ongwani
uyazi mina bebangibiza bani njanyana nama athungumahamba
njanyana
yangiyinje ngimahamba ehlala
and
they did it with my father and then they were passing it to me. And then I chose to focus on that which the father is saying. To focus. Because they would make me to ignore ukuthi I am fearfully and wonderfully created.
Yeah. You
understand?
Indawo ezizalelwe kuzo. Ziba ama barrier yokuthi nasiqhubeke sephambili. This man, Jephtha, the Bible says ukuthi he was a great warrior. Isibe sinamandla kakhulu. But, kuba nekhoma, then it's but. Umamake, kwakho into enje. Into yokuthi na, noma ngabe uyashayana. In other words, uma akhula, edlala nabanye abafana. Noma ngaba ulwa nabanye abafana ngoba phela thina sasilisa imbuzi sasilwa embuzini noma umshayile umshayile wena mtana wesi wena mtana wesi understand asuka abaleka umshayile kodwa but kuhlala engqondweni yakho ukuthi wena umshayile kodwa umama wakho uyisi nawe engqondweni yakho uma ubona umuntu
hey
akukho umuntu wesilisa akhuluma nomama uvela uthe isekusuki kodwa uyo mama angakwazi ukuzibamba uyandisele lendlela yokwenza ukuthi ube demoralized ngendlela ixakaza but here comes God kuye lo muntu udemoralized ngendlela ixakaza
yeah
uNkulunkulu asikamsebenzisa ukuthi akhulula uIsrayeli ezweni le ezandleni zabantu babelana noIsrael. So inoleji mfundisi if we know ukuthi kathi ubani lo simkhonzayo spiritual ignorance uma ngabe uhamba noNkulunkulu you must know ukuthi uhamba nobani yekela ama voice akhona la ngoba ama voice azohlala abe khona ignore amanye ama voice lawa akhona don't ignore the voice of the living God because he amanye ama voice akhulumayo I remember mfundisi ngikhula ngo 1983 bangehlisa ebusini siyabantwana gokanga icathulo bayehlisa mina nobhuti wami nje ebusini ngokuthi asigokanga icathulo asinazo hayi ngokuthi asigokanga asinazo sinemikenke
eish
you understand
yeah angagcoka ibrook ngagcoka ibrook elidabukile ngechristmas ugogo aliphetshile muva ngekhala engafanani
ngifana ngekhala engafani
sengathi uyizebra
Sengathi kodwa ukuthi na ukukhohliwe nokuphesha laphayana ngoba ne under unalo.
Sengathi uyizebra nyana laphayana hey madodha.
Hey.
Yes.
Ngiyamtshela mfundisi. And sithi ne Barcelona yiko kumbashile khona lapha.
Gonke.
Hey, uyandisana ngitshana nale. UNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo ufuna ubona laba abalimited. Ukuthi a break that limitations so we must never ignore God
yeah.
That is enough mkhulu kudlula sezweni. Lo sahamba naye. Asahambi nokubananyana, sahamba nengadla ngadla. The owner of the universe. Yabona lo sikhuluma ngaye. Lo the creator. Ayi ngokuthi ubolekiwe universe. Lo sahamba naye. Iyakhe. He knows ukwazi ulela, ukwazi uvukile, ukwazi kwenza whatever. Azi even emicabango yakho ungakacabangi. He knows. So, let us not ignore uNkulunkulu, the voice of the living God. So, ukufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu kusenza ukuthi na sihlakaniphe.
Yes.
Ukuthi na ama limitations labazamayo ukusivala. Angakhona ukusivala ngoba the Bible says uma ehamba yena umnikazi weuniverse uthi guys angeke nini shiye nibe ama orphan but I go is for your own advantage because when I stay here mina nizoba disadvantage reason ukukhulu bonke bukaNkulunkulu buzele la buba limited la kuye la ashala azulazula khona la eJerusalem eBethlehem angena laphayana angena eSamaria ayane uNkulunkulu wonke unlimited in one place but for your own advantage it's better for you ukuthi mina ngihambe so that way lo muntu ukini akwazi ukurilizeka ezakini so that ama limitations lawa elinawo kungakho lapha ku John chapter 14 athina even izinto mina ngingazenzaka mina you will do more because nizoba nigcwele ngaye you will not be limited the only thing just give him a chance nibanda sele ukuthi ubani lona hamba naye spiritual ignorance when you ignore him you are killing yourself
ya ngiyakuzwa mfundisi makamo ngiyakuzwa kakhulu mfundisi wami ngiyabuya kuwe we taking your calls give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 the spiritual ignorance of today. What are some of the things we are ignorant of? What are some of the things that you could say? Yeah, some of the things we are ignorant of. Or perhaps you can also say, and I also see an ignorance on our part, which creeps in this manner and this manner and this manner. And I spoke of some things that enforce ignorance in our lives. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Let's listen to Pastor Green. Pastor Green, thank you so much. And when we talk about spiritual ignorance, what comes to mind to you, sir?
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Pastor Ray. Yeah, this is a powerful topic. Hallelujah. This is the kind of topics that will make people not to like you. It will make people not to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
It will make people to feel otherwise. Even some of the men and women of God, they will start to be cross to you. Hallelujah. Because this one, Pastor, when we talk about spiritual ignorances, we are not talking about just ignorances that you are not educated or whatever. No. We talk here about a spiritual ignorance. It's got nothing to do with education. It's something so deep, hallelujah. Because some people think when they say, Lord, Lord, then everything is right. No, it doesn't work like that, Pastor Ray. We have to be right with Jesus. With Jesus have to be the Lord of our life. God have to be in control of our life. But if we hear the verses in the Bible and don't do them, Pastor Ray, then we are spiritually ignorant. Just hear what Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 say. Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Jesus make it clear, not everyone. You know, there's no escape chance here, Pastor Ray. When you read the Bible, there's no escape chance. You can come with your clever tricks here in this world. You can come with your clever tricks here in other committees and meetings and what. But yeah, when it comes to the Bible, there's no clever tricks, Pastor Ray. You have to stand with this word. This word is yea and amen. Hallelujah. It's the word that will judge us one day.
Mm.
So you think when you say Lord, Lord, everybody say amen. You think it is right. No. Jesus, look, you don't look at those amens and hallelujahs. He look at our heart. He look, are we standing right with him? Some of us, we even have the problem with the miracles. We think when we do miracles, now people will say, yeah, hey, Pastor Green is powerful. Hey, Pastor Green is anointed because he do miracles. No, it's got nothing to do with our salvation, with our born-again salvation. That walk is another walk with God, hallelujah. When we say we are spiritual ignorant, it's when we don't see all these things, we overlook them. The only thing that is in our mind, we want to be famous. We want people to know that we are powerful. We want people to know. And we forget that everything belongs to God. That's why Jesus said, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Everyone of us, Pastor Ray, we have to do the will of the Father. Let me go further. Verse 22 say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. You see, they will say, Lord, Lord, again. Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? In that day, Pastor Ray. Now, he's not talking about everyone. I'm not saying that everyone that do miracles is not in the will of God. No, there's people that are really children of God, that are really humble, that are really worshiping God, that are really born again, and they do miracles and signs and wonders. But there are those, Pastor Ray, those, hallelujah, you know the ones I'm talking about. Yeah, the Bible, Jesus say, not everyone will say, Lord, Lord. Now, Jesus say, many in that day, you know, we can do our things now, Pastor Ray, but that day is coming. And then we will say again, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not do miracles in your name? Have we not opened the blinded eyes and make the dumb to talk? The thing that they will forget to say, Pastor Ray, in that day, have we not robbed people in your name? That is what they will leave out. Hallelujah. They will not talk about that. But they will talk about the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. But hear what Jesus will say to them. Verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Hallelujah. Jesus said plainly, I will say in that day, depart from me, I don't know you. I don't know you. That's why I say there's many people that are not even born again, Pastor Ray. And they do miracles, they do signs. They are not right with God. They are not right standing with God. So if you are not right standing with God, Pastor Ray, you are in trouble. You are walking on dangerous ground. That's why Apostle Paul was saying, you that stand, be careful that you won't fall. So we have to make sure that we are walking right with God, Pastor Ray. We must make sure, even if we do the miracles is good, it's nice. People are getting healed. People start to see. People start to walk. That's good. It's nice, Pastor Ray. But what I'm talking about here is, are we doing it on the right way? Are we right standing with God? Because the most important person here is Jesus, is the Lord God, is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit convicts us, are we listening to him? Are we doing what he tells us to do? Because I'm sure, Pastor Ray, as I am a minister of the gospel, as I am a preacher of the gospel, as the Holy Spirit convicts me, and I must go on my knees and repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sure many other pastors, the same thing happened. That's why I say this thing is very dangerous, Pastor Ray. Look, sometimes we want to raise the life people and say they were dead. while they were not dead. Sometimes we want to make the people that can walk and act as if they are crippled and make them to walk. Mm. That thing is not from God, Pastor Ray. Mm. But that thing won't be seen now because our people are blinded in their eyes. Our people can't see that this is wrong. The people will follow them. But that day when we stand before God, we'll be alone. Our spiritual ignorances will then be revealed. And then Jesus will say, I know you not. Go away from me. We'll continue now, Pastor Ray.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you wish to receive the word for today early every morning? You can now sign up to receive the word for today in both text and audio format on the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp channel. To become part of our WhatsApp channel family, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward the link to you. Click on it and as easy as that, you are part of the WhatsApp channel.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right then, and we are talking about spiritual ignorance these days and how this is a scourge and how it manifests. And thank you so much to Pume. Pume there, thank you very much. I really appreciate. Pume says, spiritual ignorance I have noted. When you marry a pastor, then you are a pastor too, or prophetess. A man is a provider. God is our provider, and he uses a mother, child, hubby, or wife in the family. Spiritual ignorance says, I have noted, when you marry a pastor, then you are a pastor too, or prophetess. Pume, what do you mean? What do you mean? Please elaborate. What do you mean? What is your point? I don't want to respond without understanding you clearly. This, I once had a topic on this. It was heated on Facebook, this topic. But I want to hear from you as to what you say. All right. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Spiritual ignorance today.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
All right, Buddhist Makam, let me bring this to you. Another aspect with regards to ignorance in Genesis 27, verse 2, then he said, behold, how I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Ignorance, in this case, it's also on the signs of the times. The Father is telling us, just like the sons of Issachar, about the signs of the times as to what is happening. But hey, we are ignoring that because sishayama shampompo mfundis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mfundisi, angenqala le kwathi sithu.
Mm.
Umhlo wami.
Hey, Matat.
Umhlo wami. Sisiphume. Yilo wase Eastern Cape akithi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe ukuthi na osiphume spiritual ignorance le yakhuluma ngayo. Kunemkhuba sivame kuyenza.
Mm.
Ukuthi God will call me.
Yeah.
And ngibe umfundisi.
Yes.
Then ukuze banga undermine unkosikazi wami.
Nayo
ngithatha title ngiyamnika. Yeah. Umamfundisi. In other words, mina if I'm a policeman, unkosikazi wami kumele ngiyomfunela uniform naye.
Mm.
Yophoyisa ahamba bopha abantu la aka trainer nelwanga lokho.
Mm.
Is spiritual ignorance nayo leyo mina kongathi ngiyam understand nje sisiphu.
Mm.
U president president we South Africa.
Yeah.
Unkosikazi wakhe ubanibane muloyi. Akuse umama president.
Yeah.
Akuse uye. U taxi driver silabiza kuthi awo mageza.
Yabo mageza.
Angeke sihlangana nonkosikazi kwe taxi driver. Sithe mama mageza. No. We understand. Angeke futhi sihlangana nonkosikazi ka Ray. Sangana nonkosikazi ka Ray. Sithe mama DJ. No. Uyilento ayiyo. But ngoba sizama kufosa izinto ukuthi zisuthe thina sithatha lo wami lola sithi hayi mina ngumprofete, she's a prophetess. And igama lethi prophetess kumuntu wesifazana ngikalibone eBhayibheli, ngibona ukuthi she's a prophet. Uma ngifunda lapho kwaBigade, I mean uDeborah, the Bible says ukuthi she was a prophet, not prophetess. Angazi kwesinye isilungu or ukuthi nami nje ngingafundile, but angikahlangane nalo le prophetess. But ngiyalizwa kakhulu likhona. So baze ngicorrect abanye ngoba nami phela. Yeah. So spiritual ignorance mfundisi. Kunezinto uNkulunkulu asixwayisa ngazo, sizignorayo. How many of us mfundisi sike sakhuluma about the end time? Emabandleni. Sike sakhuluma yini? Sike sithathe izwi likaNkulunkulu sithi uthi uJehova i-end time loku naloku 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 akakufuni. That is a spiritual ignorance. Abantu babhubha. Sikhona sishumayela every Sunday 52 weeks ekhona onyakeni. Lingekho even ne-Sunday yodwa yokuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi phela bafethu i-judgment ikhona. UJesu uyasidinga. Asikazi sometimes even ukukhuluma nange-repentance, to repent. We don't talk about those things. That is a spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance, mfundisi, we don't talk about holiness kaNkulunkulu okumele thina sifane naye ngobuholi bethu, sibe holy njengaye aholi. Asikhulumi le nto le lapho. That is a spiritual ignorance. The only thing that we do, uma zongena umakamu, silethe ama-diploma wonke. Ukuthi une-PhD, kuneyini so that afika athusela abantu ngesilungu laphana nesigreek asaziyo, azofika sitolika lapha epulpiti, athusela abantu. Abantu angena laphana already aqala ukuvula izwi. Abantu already ubaqedile ngala ama-PhD sikasiwademonstrator ebantwini ukuthi phela kuzoshumayela umakamu ungene kwe-University yase-Fort Hare, wangena kwe-University yase-California, wangena kwe-University manje ne-PhD sekandlulile. Hawu, uye ngiqenda uprofessor, ungaleko uprofessor. You understand? Afika amathusela abantu lapha. That is a spiritual ignorance.
Yeah.
Umuntu ugcwele umoya kaNkulunkulu. Asibabiza amakhatapila. Sibabiza ukuthi lo muntu usindisiwe. La makhatapila sifika sikhuluma ngawo ukuthi here come caterpillar makamu. Ukhatapila yakuphi?
Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi.
Wafika eSwatini kubanje. Wafika kuphi? Ikugcwele iqhala kubanje. Amakatapila wakuphi? UNkulunkulu nabantwana kuphela anganawo amakatapila. Siyabiza moja abo general, bo major, mani, iimendlela zethu lezo. UNkulunkulu nabantwana bakhe.
Yeah.
You know ukuthi mfundisi? Kuna lelanga ngangambe nawe. Pamngani wami uMdlovu. Anke ngikhuluma emoyeni. Abakwazi ukuthi ugqoka njengepantsula. Uma sifika, people were expecting uRaya zobafika ngemisidisi esikho ine convoy ethusayo. But we tell you what to happen.
Yeah, see, I'm belonging about it.
Anga gundanga nentshebe futhi umagama wakhona.
Yeah.
Intshebe akhona seyiqala nokuba mhlophe.
Yeah.
You understand? Uma afika lo relo la, afika bamba imopa amope.
Oh.
Abanye ke bangazi.
Oh.
Abanye bangazi yoko bangilandi. Baba makama, kati uRay ufika nini? uRay ufikile musi. Uphi? Nanku lapha amopa lapha. Hawu, huyela. Lo lokhokhe nje ngepandulo. Isho ke sizwe ke nyamhlanje.
Lo mopha. Lo mopha.
Eh. Yena sent.
Mm.
Yena sent kodwa le ntele lapha. But uma kufika abantu beza sebane convoy enkulu ethusayo yokuthi kubonakala ukuthi uyezo makamo. You understand? That is a spiritual ignorance. You know, anken ngubuze nye into mfundisi. Do you know kutina why u Judas ukutazo nikela ngo Jesu? Wachela laba antatina nizomazi ngukuti ngifike nge mtabuze. You know kutu why? It's because why e fana nabo.
E fana nabo ngempela.
Why e fana nabo. But ngendlela wayefana ngabo na kube ngeke umunye wezofika asukela uPeter or umunye wezofika asukela uBartolomeu khona lapha athi uye lo Jesu but uJuda ngoba uyamazi kahle athi uphila naye athi ukuze ningalahleki ningafiki nisukela umakamu sizonibonisa lo ngizofika ngimcabuza uye ke loyo. Why we are not becoming like him? Spiritual ignorance is in ayo. Sifika isizaba kuyibonisa abantu ukuthi thina singcono. Then siqede sithi uNkulunkulu uma basibiza akasibizanga ukuthi sifane nabantu thina singcono. Okwakuloko. Yes, kwazi yena ukuthi mina ngiclassify kanjani kuye. But mina I must go down. Uyamazu Peter uJohane athina mina angincithe mo yena aphakame mo so our Jude ukuthi siphakamise yena is not about us because the gospel akusiyona yami ukhona wasuka wayeka ubukhosi ezulwini weza la ukuthi azoyifela cithe igazi ukuthi mina ngizofana naye nabo bonke abantu bafane naye. Spiritual ignorance esinayo.
Ya ngiyakuzwa mfundisi wami, ibambe lapho. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are talking about spiritual ignorance today, things that the Father continuously shows to us, but we had become so much ignorant.
Mzansi, get ready for this year's State of the Nation Address. It will be the first sona of the 7th administration and will be held under the theme, A Nation That Works for All. Occurring during the commemoration of our 30 years of freedom and democracy, this address also holds added significance as it coincides with South Africa's presidency of the G20. Join President Cyril Ramaphosa as he delivers the State of the Nation Address on Thursday, 6 February 2025 at 7 p.m., where he will reflect on the social and economic strides over the last year in building a nation that works for everyone. Our notable achievements include strong partnerships in key areas, far-reaching reforms to change the structure of our economy, growing optimism across our society, and advances in building a more inclusive future. The President will also set out the country's game plan for the year ahead and how together we can partner with government to take our nation forward. Follow the SONA conversation on GovZA social media platforms, leaving no one behind. A message from government.
All right, let us talk to Pastor Green.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. Good evening to you and good evening to all the listeners. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless us again tonight. May the Lord be with us. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to say thank you to the Lord for this opportunity. And thank you to God for this, for the gift of life that we are all still alive. and that we can all fellowship on this platform. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I also thank the Lord for you, Pastor Ray.
Hallelujah.
For allowing us and giving us this opportunity to come on this platform and to share whatever we have in our heart.
Glory to
the Lord. Bless you, Pastor Ray. You are really a blessing. Keep it up, and God be with you.
Glory to the Father.
Pastor Ray, tonight we've got another very wonderful topic. Hallelujah. Spiritual ignorances. Hallelujah. Oh, this one is so powerful, Pastor Ray. Because most of the time, our people think they are right, while they are not right. Our people think they are doing right, while they are not doing right. And the Word of God is full of warnings. The Word of God is full of warnings, Pastor Ray. If you read the Word of God, you will hear Jesus say over and over, be careful, be careful, be aware, be on the watch. Hallelujah. You hear it all over, the apostles, the prophets, even in the Old Testament. God is saying it in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Be aware, be careful. But you know, Pastor Ray, our people, they don't listen. Hallelujah. You find the very same Bible that the prophet read. Everything is in there. But he will go and do the opposite.
Yes.
That's a sign of spiritual ignorance. That's a sign of seeing something is wrong and yet you are going to do it. You are spiritually ignorant. In other words, what I can say, your corpus hard. Your head is very hard. You are stubborn. That is what I can say, Pastor. I might sound a little bit harsh. I might sound a little bit harsh, but this is the truth, Pastor Ray. Because we see the scripture, and there's nothing that can make us straight, Pastor Ray. It's only the Word of God. Just hear what the Bible say here. I've got a verse here that I want to read. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26. Just hear what the Bible say. I'm reading from the New King James Version. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Pastor Ray, you see that verse, and you go and do the opposite. The Bible said clearly, what profit is it to a man if he gained the whole world? But now we have this problem. People are going out. They're going out of their way. They want to gain the whole world. They want to gain the whole world, Pastor Ray. They want to gain the people in the world. They want to gain money, they want to gain whatever you can think about. They want to gain fame, they want to gain fortune. But the Bible says, what is the use? You want to gain all these things, but you lose your soul on the other side. Your soul that is more important than everything in the whole world. Your soul is so important that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for your soul to be saved. Because all these monies and things, it cannot save your soul. All the things that you see in this world, it cannot save your soul. But still, man will go and do the opposite from what is written. Which means, Pastor Ray, that tell me, that's a spiritual ignorance. That's a spiritual stubbornness. We cannot do like that, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We cannot go that way. Because now we are really ignorant. The Word of God warns us. The Bible even asks, what will you give in exchange for that soul? Because Jesus himself speaking here, Pastor Ray. Jesus knew he's the one who will pay the price for that soul. He knew that I'm the one who's going to pay the price for your soul. There's nothing you can give in exchange for your soul, Pastor Ray. You can have 10 Mercedes Benzes. You can't take one and say, I give it in exchange for my soul. You can have R1 million in the bank. You can't say, I'm going to take 100,000 rand and give it in exchange for my soul. That is very, Pastor Ray, that is is really a challenge. That's why we have to make sure that our walk with God is right. We must make sure that we are obedient. We are listening to the Word of God. We do what the Word say. We follow where it leads us. Because other than that, Pastor Ray, I want to say it again. We are lost. We are confused. We cannot find the right direction. We are going to lose our soul if we remain in that ignorant state. We are going to lose our soul. Pastor Ray, thank you so much. We continue now.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this. And Dipuo Putolo or Putolo Putolo says, amen and amen, Dipuo.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.